This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. As expected, the U.S. Tuesday vetoed an Arab-backed U.N. resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the embattled Gaza Strip. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tuesday's vote was 13-1 with the U.K. abstaining. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Demanding an immediate, unconditional ceasefire without an agreement requiring Hamas to release the hostages will not bring about a durable peace.
The U.S. is pushing its own temporary ceasefire resolution and defending its veto.
This is not, as some members have claimed, an American effort to cover for an imminent ground incursion.
Julie Walker, New York.
The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny pleaded Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin to intervene and release her son's body to her so it can be buried with dignity. In a video posted to social media, Lyudmila Navalnaya appeared outside the Arctic penal colony where the 47-year-old Navalny died Friday. She appealed directly to Putin after officials refused to release her son's body to her or even tell her where it was, saying more tests were needed to be conducted. On Monday, Navalny's widow, Yulia, released a video accusing Putin of killing her husband and alleged the refusal to release the body was part of a cover-up. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov Tuesday rejected the allegations of the cover-up, telling reporters they were absolutely unfounded and insolent accusations. Meanwhile, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Tuesday the White House is planning a formal response to Navalny's death.
In response to President Biden's direction, we will be announcing a major sanctions package on Friday of this week to hold Russia accountable for what happened to Mr. Navalny. And quite frankly, for all its actions over the course of this vicious and brutal war that has now raged on for 2 years.
This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said Tuesday the U.S. funding is vital for maintaining humanitarian agencies addressing the refugee crisis caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. UNHCR requires $993 million to fund its response to the crisis caused by the invasion, which marks its second anniversary Saturday. Speaking to reporters in Geneva Tuesday, UN Refugee European Regional Director Philippe Leclerc said the U.S. is the largest donor to the UNHCR, accounting for 30% of the agency's annual budget.
Currently, the State Department is supposed to get additional budget possibilities, including for the aid to Ukraine, which has not yet been voted by Congress. And obviously, part of that support could possibly go to UNHCR and to other UN agencies to support refugees in Ukraine.
The Russian invasion has forced some 6.3 million people in Ukraine to flee abroad. Lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange made one last legal push Tuesday to fight his extradition to the United States, where he faces espionage charges. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
They argue that American authorities are seeking to punish him for exposing serious criminal acts by the U.S. state. Outside the High Court in London, Assange's supporters crowded together chanting for his release. Assange's attorneys are asking judges to grant a new appeal, his last legal roll of the dice in Britain. His wife, Stella Assange, spoke to reporters outside the courthouse.
It's an attack on all journalists all over the world. It's an attack on the truth, and it's an attack on the public's right to know.
Assange has been fighting extradition for more than a decade, including 7 years in self-exile in the Ecuadorian embassy in London and the last 5 years in the high-security prison on the outskirts of the British capital. Karen Chamas, London.
Visitors to the Eiffel Tower were turned away Tuesday for the second consecutive day because of a strike over poor financial management at one of the world's most visited sites. The hugely popular 330-meter landmark in central Paris has been seen soaring visitor numbers in the lead-up to Summer Olympic Games in the French capital later this year. The representative for the union, which represents a large number of the Eiffel Tower workers, said that union members voted unanimously to extend the strike Tuesday. U.S. tourist Erin Cutter told the Associated Press she has mixed feelings about the strike that was spoiling part of her visit.
It's fair that they should be able to argue to protect their pay. It's unfortunate that it probably means they'll increase the price to go up to the top, which is already very expensive and can be prohibitive for a lot of families. It's unfortunate, but it's understandable.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.